You're listening to Dear Ginger Lad, a virtual advice show on virtually everything. I'm your host, full-time New York City nightlife entertainer, Ginger Lad. I take your questions weekly and give honest, heartfelt advice on finding your truth and living your very best life. Oh my goodness, and welcome.
Yes.
You found me. This is Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. And I mean everything. So glad that you've joined us either here on Instagram Live or on YouTube or on the podcast. Welcome. If this is your first time, well, I'm Ginger Lad. I am a full-time New York City nightlife entertainer. Yes, specifically, I'm based out of Rockaway Beach, New York, and I am so glad that you are here. Now, remember, I'm going to put a little thing here. You can read it or not read it. If you want to ask Ginger a question, well, it's so easy to do. Yes, all you need to do is you hit that question mark button down below. Looks like that. It looks like that. And if you would like to ask a live question during today's show, please write a short question, hit that little question mark icon below, and submit your question. And I will keep it anonymous unless you claim it. Now, I know YouTube, I know podcast. This is frustrating for you because some of you can't join me live, but do yourself a favor. Every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Dear Ginger Lad goes live, and I would like to say hello. We're getting such a great group of people in the room today. Remember, if you enjoy the show, you can always tip a queen at Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal, or become a member of my Patreon. All that information is down below or in the link in my bio on Instagram. Now, your live questions do take priority, so I have pages of questions that have been submitted, some anonymously, some not anonymously, via groups that I have solicited them from on Facebook and Reddit. So if you're joining us, I might be reading your question if you submitted or emailed it to the Ginger Lad. That's LADD. at gmail.com. So glad that all of you are joining us tonight. Yes, thank you so much for the comments. I just want to say hello really quickly to all the gorgeous people that are here, because you have joined me live. We deserve to say your name. Amber Rose, welcome. Maddie, Hank, Mr. Bjorn, Drew, I miss the hell out of you. Vylene, is it Vylene? Violine? Well, I'm glad you're here either way. Emerald Gardens and Pam Foster, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, remember, I might be a gorgeous drag queen, but I am not a doctor. I am not a psychologist. I am not licensed in anything but looking what? Sickening. So, we do talk about mental health issues on this show, and we do take them seriously. Now, while I'm not an expert, I can connect you to some experts in their field, especially if you are feeling at the end of your rope. My friends over at the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.org are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in English and Spanish. The number is 1-800-273-8255. If you're having a dire emergency right now, Ginger Lad cannot fix that. But I can entertain you. If you do have a dire emergency, hang up, stop watching the show, and call 911 or emergency services in your area. Yes? Yes. It is so wonderful to see everybody here. I miss you immensely. And I've got some big news, but I can't share it here. Oh my goodness. It's just, get a little closer. It's just us, right? I have a secret. But I can't tell. So, life goes on, and we are here to advise people in their questions. Now, one other caveat. I talk about sex, politics, religion, and anything else in between. So, if children are in the room, well, that's up to you. I'm a parent as well to a beautiful son named Wesley. And I would say for him, it'd be fine for him to watch the show. But if your children have tender ears or you have tender values, well, I highly recommend either turning this down while you're in the car or saying, telling the kids to walk home from their ride from school today. That's right. There's the gorgeous. Oh, I'm just so glad to see everyone here. That's right. Alyssa's. Oh, don't you love Alyssa Edwards? I mean, if you're a fan of drag, I really do. I just enjoy that crazy. That's a whole lot of beauty and cuckoo and fabulousness and talent. And talent all rolled up into one. So, Alyssa, honey, I love you. I love you. Okay, we've gotten all that out of the way. I'm going to dive in with questions. Like I said, it was a secret. You can ask me a question right now, right there. Looks like someone's already asked me a question. And if you can, keep it into an advice question tonight. Amber, thank you so much for the compliments. I greatly appreciate it. All right, here we go. We have our first question of the evening, and I appreciate this question so much. Amber Rose writes, what advice do you have for a new queen who struggles to get booked due to lack of experience or not established enough? All right. Amber, that is a great question, and I can help you out with that. Now, I've been doing drag for over a span of 20 years. So I've seen a lot of kids come and a lot of kids go. Here's one question I'd be asking you, Amber. And you can DM me later, by the way. I am here as a sister and friend, and I can point you in a couple of right directions. I'm not looking for any children right now. I've got enough of my own. Mm-hmm. But if you need some advice about being a baby queen or being someone new in the industry and you wanting to be employed. All right. I would love to take a quick look at your social media. Go ahead and, I'm not bragging, but go ahead and take a look at mine. I am in drag multiple times a week, every single week, even during this pandemic. Now, this is not a humble brag. This is just a matter of fact. Every single week, I did between 2 to 5 virtual shows during this last year. Why? Because I'm a queen, and a queen needs to be adored by her loving, loving fans. No, it's because I love my craft so much. The truth comes out. It wasn't for that reason. I love my craft so, so much that I find any excuse. I know this might be scary to you, honey, but do you know what I do in my little village of Rockaway Beach, New York? Which is part of New York City, but it is a little bit of a village. I sometimes go out to launches, new openings of restaurants and businesses here, because I basically want to give them my business and my support. I know what it's like to be a struggling business owner. And so, am I getting paid for some of those events? No. Does it create a lot of goodwill? Yes. Does it get me exposure? Absolutely. So in combination with TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, doing live events, being paid, but I also do my fair share of events where I turn up. I will say this, that I will do it most of the time for charity. But if it's a business, especially during this period of time, I would encourage you to get out there and start making a name for yourself. Just because we're queens doesn't mean that we are royalty. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just because we schmink up and we get all makeuped and lacquered and we get all gorgeous doesn't mean that you're going to be hired. why would I hire you for a show? Are you willing? Wait a second. Let's go back. The structure is very different for drag queens all across the United States. Here in New York, usually. If it's a smaller venue, you'll usually have 2 to 3 cast members. Usually your host will have a share of bar or ticket sales. The 2 other performers will have a base rate plus tips. Then sometimes you'll invite a 4th or a 5th person to come and do what is a tipping spot. Are you going to get rich off of tipping spots? No, you're not. But you know what you are going to do? You're going to meet queens. You're going to show your stuff. And I will guarantee you that if you came to one of my events and you treated my patrons with respect and gave them shows and gave them life and knew your words and you were early and you stayed late, honey, the next time that I book one of my events, I might say, you know, she's only been doing drag for 6 months, but it looks like it's been a couple of years. Let me give her one of my cast positions. Does that help you at all? Does that help? I think that should help you a little bit and give you a little insight into the behind the scenes of the drag scene here in New York. If you have more questions, especially for a sister, DM me and I'd be happy to help. Yes! You know, after all that talking, I need a little beverage. Oh, what's this? Why, it's my very own Ginger Lad official tumbler. Yes. Did you know? Oh, we have merchandise and we've got sweatshirts and little cute dresses and pillows and we've got this. Yes. Amber, everything tastes better in a Ginger Lad tumbler. Delicioso. Yes. DM me, Amber, again, like I said. And well, surprise, surprise, podcast and YouTube and Instagram. We have another question that has come in. And like I tell you, some weeks no one asks questions. Some weeks my entire show is all about you who are watching this live. To me, that's a little bit more interesting. It keeps me on my toes. I mean, I read these questions and I thought of answers, but you keep me on my toes here, kids. So I really appreciate it. And there's the gorgeous Callie Love. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a great question. I don't know whether or not I should put your name, so I'm going to read it off to you. And I would love to have your advice on this one. You ready? Here we go. Dear Ginger Lad, is it childish to be disappointed if your friends, now this is your friends, forget to congratulate you for your birthday? Well, what do you guys think? What do you guys think? It's my opinion, when it's my birthday, I have a button for this. Let's rewind. All right, we're going to go back just for a second. All right. One of the biggest differences that I noticed, a strange thing, but I noticed here in the United States, it's very regional and it's a huge country here. It's a huge country. So I don't know if this is true for everyone, but this is my truth. On the West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington, that particular area, it would almost be rude to throw yourself your own birthday party. To say, hey everyone, it's my birthday. By the way, it is my birthday next month. And I'll be turning, what? Another year beautiful. So on the West Coast, it would be very, very de rigueur to say, hey, it's my birthday. Only your really close friends would know, or perhaps like a spouse or a friend would organize it. Out here on the East Coast, I mean, I can only speak for New York, I have found so many people out here who make a tremendous deal on their own birthday. Hi, Potato Penguin Drawings. Y'all, I gotta tell you, just real quick. I'm not gonna do this anymore. You see them here. You can see who's here. Follow that account. It's really cute artwork. I really appreciate it. Follow everybody in here. Just be my family, would you? So anyway. So, I have found that people on the East Coast celebrate their own birthday and shout it out to the world. So, I don't know what the customs are in your country of origin. Did you make an announcement to everybody? Or did you expect during this crazy time that people were still keeping ledgers of when everyone's birthdays are? I personally want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. And I know you personally, and you've reached a tremendous milestone, huge milestone in your life. Congratulations for surviving everything that you have been through. And thank you very much for paving the way for all of us queer folks that came after you. So we really appreciate you. As far as being angry at your friends, no, honey. They're your friends. Nothing to prove and nothing to lose. I've said this before. Your friends have nothing to prove to you if you call them friend. Do you hear it? Did you hear me? Let me say it again. Your friends have nothing to prove to you if they are your friends. If they're your friends, they're your friends. Irregardless if they forget a particular date. Honey, I can't remember what I have for breakfast sometimes. I just can't. I'm too busy. You know, beautiful redhead mogul. I just got so many things to do. But honey, if it did hurt your feelings, I am sorry. But there should never be a tit for tat in a relationship. I know that we've been kind of taught that if I do this, then I'll do this. And some people are just not designed like you. You are special. You remember birthdays. Some of your friends, they don't. But I bet that they still love your birthday and love you very, very much. Camp Gays, I'm going to tell you every time you make me giggle. All right, we have one more question that has crept in to Dear you're listening to Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. Did you know that you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and on your favorite podcast app? That's right. Ginger Lad is now available on iTunes. Please follow the podcast and follow the YouTube channel at youtube.com/GingerLad. That's right. LADD. We have one more question that came from... now, that's very cute of you. Someone has said that you can also find me on AOL. Okay. That you can find me on MySpace. I'm not that old, bitch. And on gay.com. No. I'm not on gay.com. I am on Amish for Amish, Farmer for Farmer, and Plumber for Plumber. Because, you know, a girl needs her pipes cleaned out once in a while. Let's go to the live questions here. We haven't even delved into the questions at hand today on the show. Of course you can. We just had a question. Dear Ginger Lad, I have a question that is too large for your bubble here in the question marks. Can I please put it in the comments? Honey, of course you can. And if you see this question, you guys come in while I answer this one, please let me know. Yes, ChristianDragMingle.com. Coming soon. Oh, here we go. Oh, you guys. I didn't think we were going to do this. I know that radio silence is a dead thing for a podcast, but this is making me tear up. I did something the other day. I lost control. I lost control. I don't know if you watched the last episode of Dear Ginger Lad, but someone had written in about a very particular bully in a particular seaside neighborhood. Well, that question was actually written by one of my neighbors. And we're living the truth of having a tremendously miserable, allegedly mentally ill, unstable person in our lives right now. So this question has been posed by my husband, who witnessed what I did in front of close to 70 of my neighbors at an HOA meeting recently. In fact, this was 2 days ago. The Mr. Lad writes, "Dear Ginger Lad, what should I do if I'm at a large neighborhood function and a neighborhood bully starts invading a female friend's space in an intimidating way and my husband reacts forcibly?" That was me. I'm getting really teared up about this. Mr. Ladd continues with inserting himself, myself, between the bully and the woman and announcing that he'll take a misdemeanor to knock out the bully, asking for a friend. So let's just go back again. This is my new favorite button. 2 days ago, my HOA here in the Rockaways had a meeting. It was called Meet the Candidates. But prior to this, one of our neighbors, who has far too much time and too small of a brain, allegedly, and multiple personality disorders, allegedly, and probably a full mental health breakdown at this point, allegedly, wrote a terrible letter about one of our neighbors and his wife. In it, he accused them of racism. There was flavors of xenophobia in it. And neither one of these people would ever associate themselves with this. I know they're my friends. These are good, honest people. So, we had a meeting outside my door. We have a gorgeous open area space. Ken, I'm not bragging, but I live in one of the nicest places in the world. And I say that because of the people. There's 270 homes in this neighborhood. And there's only probably about 5 to 10, allegedly, homes that are filled with those types of people that you would cross the street to avoid. And allegedly, the man I'm talking about, and the one that I'm talking to right now, is one of those, allegedly. He appeared at the meeting after writing a terrible letter and placing it on everyone's door. And I'm telling you, this was a vile letter. It wasn't factual. It was conjecture. And it was stupid. And this is in a very large man. I would fare to guess that if he is not 380, he's closer to 450 pounds. And as he stood amongst his neighbors at a gorgeous meeting to meet candidates that we elect and their volunteers to represent us in our community, this large man started to encroach upon my female neighbor's space. Her and her husband had been attacked, and during this period of time, her husband was speaking. And tears were flowing out of her eyes. Her arms were starting to comfort herself in her chair. And this man came closer and closer to her. Initially, I got up out of my seat, and I went and knelt in the grass and put my arm around her. When, because of his girth and weight, I could literally feel the ground behind me slightly shake as he prodded one more foot closer to us. I interrupted the entire meeting in front of everyone. And I yelled, "Get back." He responded with, "Oh yeah?" And I said, "Yeah. You get back." Now, at this point, there were wonderful people around me. There was this one gentleman that said, "It's not worth it." And I turned to him and I said, "I don't mind taking a misdemeanor for this guy." They kept on, and hands and arms pulled me back. The entire meeting was disrupted. I want to make this extra clear to you. You are vile. You are a menace. And I have to think about what I'm going to say here. I'm going to tell you a story predicated with the word alleged. Allegedly, this vile man who married someone and then that man divorced him, he called INS on him. If you don't know what INS, it's immigration. The boy divorced him and then he called immigration to have this man deported. This guy is vile. If you're buying into this rhetoric, come sit a little closer to me, neighbors, friends. I won't steer you wrong. I have nothing to lose here. And I have nothing to gain other than having a tremendously great neighborhood. My advice to the man, which I will be sending this to you, sir, move. Because according to me, Chris Danley is my name, and I do go by Ginger Lad. And according to me, you are the worst thing to ever happen to this community. And I hope and pray in your divorce settlements that you're no longer able to live here. Do you understand? Good. Fight's on. Anyway, welcome. Sorry. What a diatribe. Sorry. What a speech. I'm so sorry. Can you see me now? Because I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Look. The point of that story is if anybody comes for one of my family or friends, one of my neighbors or my loved ones, my first instinct is to stand up and put myself between the oppressor and the oppressed. If you need an advocate, if you need a friend, I'm there for you. I will fight for you. I promise that. I can't help myself. We're going to take a short break. I need a little second here. Now, this is going to be instantaneous for you on Instagram, so do not go away. This will take a little bit longer on the podcast and on YouTube. We're going to take a short intermission. I've got to make some money tonight, don't I? Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back for more of Dear Ginger Lad. Welcome back. This is Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything, and I am your host. Woo ha ha! I am fiery and hot tonight! Yes, God! My name is Ginger Lad, and, well, you could call me Super Ginger Lad. How about that, after that last question? You know, all right. Now, I've got a list of questions here. Woo, Mr. Lad! Mr. Lad always knows how to get the party going, doesn't he? He knows how to get the party going, and he knows the questions to ask. So I'd very much like to thank my husband, the Mr. Lad. That's right, MisterLadd. Follow the Mr. Lad. He's amazing, and he puts out pictures that I don't put out. He puts out the ones that I don't want him to, but he does. I give my husband a follow. Oh, and by the way, it's 6:30 here now, p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In 1 hour, we have an amazing show with an amazing guest. Her name, Betty Whitecastle, is going to be joining us this evening with her husband, Mike. That's right. It's a couples edition live from New York at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Rendezvous with Ginger Lad and Mr. Lad. That's right. The neighbors my neighbors have now renamed me in this neighborhood as Miss Demeanor. I'll take it. Okay, we've got more questions, and they're juicy. I want to pick a question. Thank you for staying up late for us, Potato Penguin Drawings. I'm going to make it worth it, because this next question makes me angry just thinking about it. Did you think I just got angry? I didn't. I just got passionate. This one. This one makes me angry. Are you ready? Here we go. Let me find my happy place. All right. Dear Ginger Lad, I am a relatively new fan of drag. I love RuPaul's Drag Race and went to my first show, socially distanced, last week. I have been following several queens, including you, for about 6 months, but something just doesn't sit right with me. Well, do tell me. You know, people tell me all the time how I should be doing this, so this person is no different. Here we go. Every time a drag queen performs online or in person, it's as if they expect you to tip them. Yeah. And people do. I don't understand why a drag queen would think it's okay to beg for money when they're just lip-syncing a song or prancing around at a club. Don't you guys get paid by the club? And if you are doing your thing online for the world to see, why does every drag queen constantly talk about tipping on Venmo, on Cash App, on PayPal? Why should we be expected to tip you for something that you obviously love? Honey, I hope you're sitting down because I'm going to talk to you. All right. Don't you all have real jobs to support your... Here it goes. Hobby. Don't you have real jobs to support your hobby? I would appreciate a response. This is fun. Let's break this down, shall we? I need to get my official pen. Yes. And, okay. So, you're a relatively new fan of drag, and the first thing that you mention is that you love RuPaul's Drag Race. First question I have for you. First question is, are you a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race, or are you a fan of drag? Because, honey, it's a different thing. All right? To have a $1 million production make the girls look the very best versus us local queens here in New York trying to make a buck. Let's break it down for you, honey, because I don't think you know. All right. You're lucky here if you can get a venue to pay you between $100 or $200 for the night. And sometimes that's an expectation of being there at 5 and leaving at 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe 3. To get ready properly. This This takes hours. Do you know, I am a 200-pound linebacker trying to be a pretty little girl for you. This hair, $350. The dress, the jewels, the shoes, everything else. Plus, I spent all day yesterday rehearsing for my show tonight. Not paid for that time either. So answer the question for me first, please. Are you a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race, or are you an actual fan of drag? Because if you're a fan of drag and you don't know these things, well, maybe it will help you a little bit. It says that every time a queen performs online or in person, it's as if they expect you to tip them. Well, if you have come out, I can only talk about my experience. And if you've come out to New York, for example, and you're getting a medium level, high level bar drink. And here in New York, I'm sorry, but sometimes that costs between $14 to $20. And you're getting a couple of those. And you're getting liquored up and enjoying the fantasy that I'm performing for you. Could you possibly give us a dollar or two or five to help support us? There are queens here, like I explained before, that don't get paid when they go out. And all they make are tips. Especially your new queens. I didn't even go into my undergarments, my breastplate. It sounds crazy. And this is not an exaggeration. Let's just include jewelry, nails, hair, accoutrement, necklace, dress, breastplate, the corseting, my padding, the best. My shoes. The best. Why? Because I want to give you a show. And I don't want anything to malfunction. I don't want anything to break. I get things made for me. I'm right now. It's crazy. I know this is going to be weird for you, honey. Because I'm saying this to this person. I am wearing about $1,300 right now. So why should you tip a queen? To keep the illusion up. To let me know that you're enjoying the show. If you're standing there mouth agape while I literally do backflips and spins and kablams and shablams across the floor, dragging myself at my age, you could help a girl save up for her walker. Am I not right? I don't know. Okay. Don't you guys get paid by the club? So I think I answered that question. Some of the girls don't get paid by the club, honey. And the ones who have put in the work to get the show are oftentimes in charge of publicity, posters, promos, advertisement, getting the DJ, working the door, doing 3 to 6 numbers in the evening, hiring the other girls. I'm going to tell you. Sometimes, if you're working in a really good place here in New York, like I did pre-pandemic and I had my shows out here, those two shows I did on Friday would take me 3 days to prep. And that means working at least 10 hours every single day to get it ready. I make my own hair. I do my own nails. I make sure everything's right. And the lip sync is tight. And that all takes time. This is a performance art, and I would ask you sincerely, don't you pay when you go see a show, when you see your favorite concert or a Broadway production? No, honey, I have no illusions. I know that I'm not on Broadway, but frankly, there's not a drag review that is. Drag queens are an essential part of gay history, and I have a feeling that you might be a young queen, And I'm not going to attest that drag queens change the world or anything like that. But if you can't, it's in my opinion that if you can't afford to give $1 or $2 while we're literally sweating our tits off, you might want to stay home. Because there are plenty of people who tip me for this show and for the next show. To get ready for this show, to compile all the questions, to have my answers ready for you. To get this all done, I spent at least 2 days for this show. And here I am, broadcasting to the world, hoping, begging, that somebody will, in fact, tip me on Venmo or Cash App at Ginger Ladd, that's LADD, or on PayPal at thegingerladd@gmail.com, or even do me one of the bigger favors, which is to become a patron on patreon.com/gingerladd. Yes, I am one of those queens that does ask for money. Do I discriminate? No. There's no paywall here. There's no tickets. I understand the financial situation that we're under right now. But a dollar. Alms for the poor. Something. It'd be greatly appreciated. And that's all I have to say about that. Honey. That's right. I'm going to give you all the choice for this next question. Are you ready? Because I want you involved. And I really appreciate all the comments down below. Thank you so much for making my... This is one of my favorite days of the week. Do you know that? I get such a thrill being here with you. You have no idea. Just thinking about you listening to this podcast at the gym or in the car, it fills me with tingles all over. I'm going to give you a choice in the next question. You ready? I'm going to give you 3 choices, and I'm going to make it really easy. And the first person to respond is the person who wins. You ready? But you have to wait till I say the 3 selections, the 3 types of questions. We've got a question about time management. So you would type time. We've got a question about something about trans issues. You would write trans. And we've got a question about depression. And you would write depressed. You got it? So if you want a question about depression, depressed. If you want a question about being trans, trans. And a question about time management, time. I'll take the first one. Oh, well, thank you, Emerald Gardens. Now, I tricked you a little bit because this question is fancy. Let's just dive in without me saying anything, honey. And if we've got time, we'll go to those other questions too. But there is one question here that I really do want to answer as my last. All right. Now, first, before I read this question, I'm going to make this very clear to you. In nothing about my responses to this are anything negative. Got that? You think something's about to happen? It just might. Let's try not to get canceled today. Here we go. Dear Ginger Ladd, when did you know that you were trans? I am starting to believe I might be, and wanted to know your initial thoughts and feelings you were having before and after you transitioned. Did you tell people what you were doing, or did you just keep your thoughts and feelings to yourself? How did you pay for your transition surgeries?
What?
Did you ever have second thoughts?
What?
How is your sex life now that you are a woman?
What?
Thank you for your show and your bravery. Signed, Trans curious. All right. Let's get it clear. Let's go on record. You know, I probably should just strip for you, huh? If you go just a little bit back on my Instagram, you will see that at times I am a boy. Surprise! Yes, indeed. Not that it's any of your business and not that it's important, but yes, I have a penis. My voice sounds like this. It doesn't sound like this. When I talk, it's normally like this. This is my show voice. This is Ginger Lad. This is a persona, and this is theater for me. Now, don't get it twisted. I've got plenty of friends who are trans, and sisters that I hold incredibly dear to my heart and would protect from anybody. But honey, you're barking up the wrong trans tree. I'm a boy. Just because I got boobies, it doesn't mean, yes, I bought them, but not in the way that you think. They're not, these are installed. These are just on top, sort of like a cover on top of your pool. Mm-hmm. This is a swimsuit that I'm wearing. this body, this booty, these hips, these curves, I paid for these. And I paid good money for them. And I get a lot of use out of them. But no, honey, I'm male, and I normally identify as he, him. Now, when I am up in it, I do love being called she and her. I love it. Because why? Because I'm trying to give you the most fantasy for your buck. And if you were to call me a man looking like this, I know you're wrong. Because she looked cute. Not, I mean, I'm not trying to look like a boy right now. I'm trying to look like a woman, so I don't mind being called she or her when I'm Ginger. Now, personally, there are times when I don't feel like either. And I don't have time to explain it to you. Nor should I. So I'm going to get into a little something here. My sex life is none of your fucking business. And if you're asking this question to somebody who is trans, shame on you. Why is it that everybody wants to immediately go to my crotch? What do I have or not have between my legs? That's mine. Whether or not I divulge it or not, and I divulge a lot, that's mine. But for you to go around and think that it's okay behind the barrier of your phone and send this to somebody else, that's a real travesty. I don't give a shit. Excuse my language. I don't care. But there are people that this is going to greatly affect. So I would like to personally ask you to first do your due diligence and get your little pen out and do your homework before you ask somebody who's not trans. Not trans. I have nothing to lose here. I really appreciate that comment, sweetheart, that I'm so real. Why not be? What a freedom in being real. Now, I will also say to this person, I'm not angry at you. I don't hold a lot of animosity towards this person. I don't know you. I don't know whether or not this is simply one of the late night gentlemen who call me every single evening. Hey, baby, what are you doing? What are you wearing? You look so beautiful in your pictures. I don't know if you're one of those people or not, and this is getting your rocks off, or if you're really trans curious. I mean, you know, I lose a lot of translation here in a written message. So, I would agree with you. I would agree with most of you saying that it is rude and it's just not proper to ask those types of questions to a complete stranger. I appreciate the follow. I certainly hope that you enjoy my honesty and my answer. And just to get back at the last question, you can tip me. Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. Or if you're watching it right now, you can tip me. Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. Or become a Patreon at patreon.com/gingerlad. And if you forget, oh, I made it so easy for you. You go to gingerlad, LADD.com. It's cute. The little website's cute. You can look at it on your phone. It's really nice. And there's links to everything, including the podcast and YouTube. All right. All right. All right. I think we did it. Let's just knocked it out of the park. I'm not trans. God bless all my trans brothers and sisters. And this... Oh, no, we don't do it like that. This is for you. Can we speak privately for a second? Can we? Okay, let me settle in. Okay. Hey, gay people. Hey, straight allies. Hey, queers. Hey, non-identifiers. Hey, weirdos. How are you? It's Ginger Lad, and I have a reminder for you. Now we're about to encroach on one of our favorite gay holidays of the year. That's right. It's called Pride. And usually Pride in New York City is in June. Now, it's at different times all around the world, and we can celebrate Pride, I think, from April until November. Please do me a favor, this Pride, when you're out. Please don't just celebrate gay and lesbian. Please celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Celebrate your trans brothers and sisters. Celebrate your asexuals and your non-binaries. Your intersexed. Celebrate them all. Because, honey, we're bigger and better with everybody in it. And even if you don't understand exactly where they're coming from, honey, they're still flying that freak flag just like me. And I could use more family. And I could use more brothers and sisters, couldn't you? So this Pride, remember that there's more colors in the rainbow than we initially thought. Include your POC sisters and brothers. Include them all. Because sometimes, you know, we feel very alone, don't we, sometimes? But what an amazing thing to all of a sudden really realize that your family is huge. It's gigantic. And we can all celebrate Pride together. Okay. I didn't mean to say that, but I hope you enjoyed it. Bless. All right. Well, we don't have much time, and I'm just going to try to pick a question. That is not... Okay. I got a good one. Unless any of you have a question, I'll give you a couple of seconds to write a question. I know, podcast. I know, YouTube. This is not fair that you can't ask a question live, but they can. They came to see me. And if you have a question for me that you'd like me to answer right now, really quickly, I'd be happy to. But I'm about to dive into our last question of the evening. Please remember, the show is not over. I completely transform in the next 30 minutes from 7 to 7:30 and get ready for an amazing show with my sister. Ah, Betty Whitecastle and her husband Mike is joining the Mr. Lad and Ginger Lad for Rendezvous. It's Rendezvous. Rendezvous with me and you at 7:30. No more questions? Then I've got a question right here. You ready? Dear Ginger Lad, I am such a fan of yours. Well, honey, if you're a fan of mine, I'm a fan of yours. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So thank you. My name is, and I think this is how to pronounce it, so forgive me. My name is Micah. I am 16, bless, from a small town in Ireland. And I recently discovered you on Instagram. And that's lovely. I think I'm your biggest fan. Thank you. That's very sweet. You know, my cheeks hurt when I read this for the first time. I really appreciate it. I would like to start doing drag, and I have a question for you. Would you be my drag mother? I know I'm young, but I'm a quick learner. Hoping to hear from you soon. Micah from Ireland. Well, first off, sweetheart, you're not only a baby queen, you are literally a baby queen. Welcome to the queendom, honey. Now, you may have to earn some of your princess points before we anoint you here at the official House of Lad. But here's what I would say to you, honey. I can't be your drag mother in this sense, but I can do something else. It's a bad news, good news sort of sitch here. You ready? Here we go. It's not all bad news, really. I think that a drag mother should be local for you. If I were to have children, I would want you here. 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 I'd want you close. We'd sew. We'd do wigs. We'd do nails. I would help you with your makeup. You could probably help me with mine. That would be what I could give you, especially in person. Very difficult to do, especially online. There's a reciprocal agreement, sort of an apprenticeship agreement between young queens and older queens, especially if you want to become part of a family. And a lot of times it includes working a little bit at the mother's gigs as backup dancers, as helping bringing stuff in, being there and available for her. That is part of the gig if you want to be a child of mine. And right now, COVID, everything, that's not possible. But here is what is possible. I have something for you. Would you like an aunt? Aunt Ginger is here for you. Now, your Aunt Ginger lives in New York City, and you live all the way in beautiful Bonnie, Ireland. But I can be your auntie if you want. Your young, pretty aunt, by the way. I can be your auntie if you wish. And if you've got a few choice questions that you would like to ask, or if you would like to schedule, I'm going to say this to you, Micah. I'm a busy queen. But for you, honey, for asking and to having the, to being brave enough to ask this question, for you, I will sit down with you for free for half an hour on Instagram Live. No, not Instagram Live, just an internet call. And we can see each other, and we can talk, and we can get to know each other a little bit more. But I would encourage you, as a young queen, to start finding someone in your neighborhood, in your neck of the woods, someone that you can even visit cities away multiple times in the year and check in with them. In the meantime, you've got your gorgeous Aunt Ginger in New York City that's only a DM away. All right? Micah, I'm going to tell you this right now. I love you. If you haven't heard that today or in a long time, I love you. You're doing something at 16 I never had the courage to do. And I applaud you for that. And honey, I can only imagine great things for you. All right. Well, can you believe it? It's the end of the show, but the show's not over. No, we've got a show at 7:30. That's in half an hour. Oh my gosh, I've got so much to do. It's called Rendezvous with the Mr. Lad and our special guest. That's right. Betty Whitecastle. Betty Whitecastle, along with her gorgeous husband, Mike. Yes, we're going to spin, twirl, and give you a show. And I mean drag show. We're going to play games. No more of this, me getting angry about the bully and the... none of that. We leave all that aside, and we bring all the love and tenderness and caring. It's delicious. It's delicious. Remember, you can always tip a queen. You can always tip a queen on Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal. It's Ginger Lad, LADD, or on PayPal, it's thegingerlad@gmail.com or patreon.com/gingerlad. Please, I'd like to say thank you to everyone who supported us last week. I forgot to read this during this, so I'm going to read it during the next one and thank everyone who has tipped both this show and Rendezvous. I'm sending you so much love, honeys. Ah, so much love from your dear Ginger Lad. Can't wait to see you again. Love you. And I mean it. This has been Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. If you have a question for a future show, follow and DM Ginger Ladd on Instagram at the Ginger Ladd LADD. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast in your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a single episode. Sending you love from your dear Ginger Ladd.